retinas have been burned out. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's Monday night. Welcome to MCU Mondays. We are so glad that you're here chatting with us about the MCU, all things MCU, and whatever other rabbit trails we can jump down. I am your host, David. Welcome. It's great to have you with us. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
I have survived the eclipse. So
yeah. It was real funny about that eclipse, because I was getting, even after everything was done, you know, the eclipse was done. It was really cool to look at, and I took some awesome pictures. I got some great pictures. And it was really cool to watch and everything, and it was really neat, and especially because, I mean, where I am, it was like, I mean, it got like dark. I mean, like we were in totality kind of thing, and it was really cool. But it was also real funny because even after that, I was getting TikToks and stuff that were saying, the eclipse is supposed to last 30 minutes, and then the devil's comet's going to fly between the earth and the moon, and then Armageddon will happen, and then this and that, and I'm like... I just sat through it. It was only a couple of minutes. It wasn't that long. It wasn't 30 minutes. Are you crazy? But you're going to sit there and whatever.
Well, mine was more. I put a picture in the chat, so you probably seen that, but
there was a lot of pictures in the chat, but yes.
Oh yeah, mine was more like dusk. We weren't in where my area, we weren't in the totality. Streetlights did come on, mm-hmm. and it did get dark inside the house because, you know, usually my windows are open.
Day off today, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, must be nice.
But my daughter and my oldest son, who live further south than I do, they were in the path of totality, and they got some really cool pictures.
Yeah.
So they got it, and I just got dusk.
Our work, my boss sent out an email about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and said, nobody else asked for the day off. Everybody's asking off on Monday, and we're not going to have anybody here on Monday. So unless you have an emergency, and I mean like doctor's emergency, nobody's getting the day off. And I'm like, at some point, shouldn't you just say, well, nobody's going to be here getting anything done. Everybody just take the day off. I mean, it's not like it's a yearly thing. It's like it's literally a one-time thing. Can you just give everybody a day off? That would be
fantastic. Yeah, our county gave us, we were supposed to work till noon and then be off the rest of the afternoon. I was like, screw that. I don't want to have to drive through traffic to try and get home, because we didn't know what we were going to get around here. I mean, I don't know.
Ours was actually, so before the eclipse, everybody came in over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had, I was at a hotel this morning working, and this hotel, the rooms, I mean, you're talking the hotel that the rooms are like $900 a night and up. I mean, this is a very nice, very swanky hotel, and they were at 90% capacity on a Monday. But other hotels in the area, I mean, just normal ones that like you and I would go to, like Holiday Inns and stuff, were packed. Now, I got out on the road this morning going to work, and I felt like I was in 2020 again, because there was nobody on the roads. I mean, the roads were empty because everybody was already here already, and nobody was getting up in the middle of the morning. And those that lived here and worked here, a lot of them had the day off anyway. So, I mean, traffic was great this morning. I was loving it.
Yeah, the traffic, let's see, I-65 coming from Chicago. I seen pictures and videos, and it looked awful. I was like, no. And once you got into Indianapolis, because they were having a big whoop-de-doo down at Indianapolis Speedway, where they had the end of Indy 500. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that looked awful.
Packed, a lot of people.
I mean, I don't live in that area, but I was just like, ooh.
No, they had a lot of, there was a lot of parties and things happening here in Dallas, but they also had, you know, all of these things set up like in and around hotels. So people came in over the weekend and they were already there. So there was no need for them to be out on the road doing anything. So,
well, I was going to go in the backyard and I stepped out to my back patio and I kind of looked both ways and the old lady next to me was out in her backyard. I was like, oh, nope.
Wow. Just one person. You're like, no, I don't think so.
So my goodness. I went out to the garage and opened up the garage door and I sat in the garage until I seen it was kind of getting a little dark and I seen the neighbors.
You were still in your pajamas, weren't you? That's what it was, wasn't it? Not well, there you go. All right. That makes more sense.
I'm at the gas station in my pajamas. I don't care. I mean, my Star Wars bottoms and usually it's a t-shirt on top or flannel shirt or something. So I don't care.
Anyway, all that, I hope you all had a wonderful experience seeing the eclipse, no matter where you, if you saw the eclipse, I hope you were in a good spot to see it. I hope you enjoyed your 3 minutes of darkness followed by the Devil's Comet and whatever else was supposed to happen. Armageddon.
Yeah.
End of the world. But 2012 didn't happen. Year 2000 didn't happen. sorry, folks. We're still here. World's still spinning.
Yeah, they'll come up with another date.
There'll be another one sometime, I'm sure. But I didn't watch the news today. That would have been the other thing. All of you that are in weird, like, alien cults and things, I hope you're all still alive. I hope you didn't do like a mass suicide and try to go up to the spaceship or whatever. Glad you're still with us. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, we had a little bit of news. I've got Variety on my other screen here. I'm going to bring them up real quick. We have got some on-set photos with John Bernthal on the set of Daredevil, it's Born Again, not Reborn, Born Again. So, very obviously, Punisher will be in this upcoming season. And blood and spatter, so it does look like we're getting the lovely R rating that we want to see. Again, this is Variety, so it's not like these are AI generated photos, so I trust Variety. They're a good source. Good source. This one I find funny because there's John and then there's Charlie in a big coat. Charlie, you big sissy, take that coat off. John's out there with his sleeves rolled up, crying out loud.
I thought that was hilarious.
Jeez. So anyway, there it is. So now we have Matt and Foggy and Karen and now Punisher all confirmed for the new season of Daredevil. And I say all confirmed because we got pictures. Actually, with the Karen and the Foggy one, we've got like video.
Mm-hmm.
So
now today, I don't know if it was announced today or if it was announced earlier and I just missed it. But Vanessa is coming back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm excited then. I am trying to find, let's see. Now, the other piece of news that we had, and I should have brought this up before, they have announced, I don't need the images. They have announced the Silver Surfer casting for the Fantastic Four movie coming up. Let's see. And the Silver Surfer casting is Julia Garner.
She's a great ass actress. If you've ever watched The Ozarks, she's great.
My wife was into that. I don't doubt that she's great. I watched like the first three or four episodes of Ozarks, and it wasn't that she was bad. I couldn't. My wife got into it real big, but I just couldn't get into it. So,
and she's been in other stuff that I've seen, and she doesn't disappoint.
Now, there are some that are going to sit there and say, oh my gosh, they recast the Silver Surfer as a woman. They did not recast the Silver Surfer. They are using the version of the Silver Surfer, and I'm probably going to butcher this, Shala Baal, which in the comic books is a female version of the Silver Surfer. So don't think that they just said, we don't like the Silver Surfer as he is, and we're going to recast him as a woman. They are sticking to the comic books, and
she was the guy Silver Surfer's wife or lover. And she also worked for Galactus.
She was the herald for Galactus, so.
We'll see. Like I said, I like Julia. Is it Julie or Julia?
I think, let's see, it is Julia.
Julia.
J-U-L-I-A. Like
I
said,
I've liked her in just about everything I've seen her in. Great actress, so I hope it goes well.
Very good. There it is. That's our news lineup for today. We missed last week, and I'm sorry we did, because I saw an article last week. So last week we had all kinds of issues. Last week was April Fool's, and by God, we fooled everybody because we didn't have a show last week. And that's because Andrew had weather issues going on. I had weather issues. I had tornado sirens going off.
I had Debbie massive migraines.
It was just a higgledy-piggledy is a good word. It was just, everything went nuts. And so we just said, last minute, it was like, you know what, we're just not even going to do it. But I had a really good article, and I've lost it since then. But it was great, and I loved it, especially for April Fool's Day. They said that they've dropped the Kang story for the MCU, and now they're going to do, the next movie will be Avengers versus X-Men. That's kind of cool. And then you read that, and it's like, oh, by the way, happy April 1st. I'm like, oh, you jerks. But it was cool. It was neat. So I'm sorry my joke was wasted on, because we didn't have a show last week. But that's okay, because we have two episodes of X-Men 97 to go over this week. So let's get right into, you know what? Before we even get started, we have not done our theme song. I just thought about that. We have not done our theme. We've done all of this news and everything. So let me make sure I get the right one.
Did you make a new one?
I did, but I don't know where it is.
Who knew?
I thought, didn't I? Oh, I didn't. You know what? I made it for last week, and we didn't have a show last week. So I haven't. I'm probably fairly certain that I didn't download it. So give me two. Oh, look at there. All right, let's go. Theme song. Here we go. Better? Of course it's better. So, we had two episodes. We've got two episodes of... Actually, if you think about it, we kind of have three episodes of the X-Men to go over, because this week's episode is a weird one. It was 15 minutes of a Jubilee episode and then 15 minutes of Storm's continuing.
Yeah, we personally, we could have done without the Jubilee. I think I've mentioned before, I do not like her. I don't know what it is. I just don't like her. I would have preferred a full half hour of Storm. And
what's his name?
Forge? Storm and Forge?
Forge, yeah.
I would have preferred a half hour of that.
I honestly think that they're throwing Jubilee I think they threw it in as kind of a nostalgia kick for one thing, because it was like, oh, we're going to show you some of your greatest, you know, adventures and everything. And they kind of went through some of the old show. So it was a nostalgia, but I honestly looked at it and I was like, you guys just wanted to put Mojo in there. And this was the only way you could do it. This was the only way we could do it. We'll just do a little 15 minute blurb and defeat him at the end.
Yeah,
so
totally could have done without that. That was a filler episode.
Okay, then let's talk about that one first and get it out of the way. Because basically what you had, if you haven't seen it, by the way, we're talking spoilers here, but basically what you had was Jubilee's 18th birthday. Magneto wants her to go to the danger room and train, and she's like, no, I don't want to. And then it's my 18th birthday. I want to play and have fun. We get into she finds this video game and it sucks her in, very Tron-esque. If you really want to think about it, it sucks her into the video game. She has to play the video game. It's her and,
Sunspot.
Sunspot. Yeah. I knew it was Sun something. Sunspot. And you know, they're back and forth, and of course the video game is happening, and he dies at some point, and she finds an extra life and gives it to him, and it turns out that it's like a beta test of her from the future was helping them out, and she kind of showed her how to use her power. Basically, it was she was in the danger room anyways, but she was actually like in danger. It was just and then of course she comes out and, oh, maybe I need to listen to those older than me because they may have a little bit more wisdom. And it's like, yeah, this was dumb. This was a dumb. What was the point of it? There was no point to it. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I will say about it, sometimes in comic books, and I can go back and find some of my comic books that are like this, to where they will have a comic book and it will actually have two different stories in it. Like you'll see, you know, okay, here's the main one. Here's the one that's on the front cover. This is the one they're advertising. But then at the back, there's like another, just a little filler story, basically to fill out the last, you know, 7 or 8 pages, you know, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the ongoing story. It's just a little, oh, here's a little fun something, you know, here's Spider-Man fighting Green Goblin for no reason at all. But it was always just like, it was like that. And I was like, okay, well, this is, they're setting this up like a comic book. This is exactly what this is a comic book. So, which, by the way, I got into it and, yeah, we'll get there. Well, let's talk about, what was the other episode that was on that one? Storm and,
Forge. Life.
Life, death, something like
life, that. Life, death.
Life, death, part one. So we'll have life, death, part one this week. Next week is another episode. And then the week after that, we get part two. So I'm going to assume that in part two, Storm's going to refind her powers. But basically, it's Storm trying to refind her powers. I would love to know what kind of product she uses in her hair, because those horses galloping at umpteen gazillion miles an hour going insanely fast and her hair still manages to stay.
I used like freeze dry hairspray like we did back in the 80s.
I don't know. I kept thinking of that scene from There's Something About Mary. And I was like, what's she and Forge been doing?
Yeah.
So it's basically him and her, and they're kind of in this, I guess, a retreat of some kind. We learn a little bit about him. Yeah. He's trying to, he can look at something and know how to build it exactly, know exactly what parts he needs. I guess that's his mutant ability. And he's trying to get her powers back. And he's also trying to use he's trying to use kind of a, he's trying to use not just a medical or mechanical spot to it, but he's also trying to use a, you okay?
Yeah, she was trying to climb on my back.
Yeah.
Did not feel good. She's got claws, so.
Yeah. So, but also like a spiritual aspect of it, you know, you need to get in touch with your inner person, blah, blah, blah.
Then she got pissed off because he tried to make it. Well, she found out that he had created at least a prototype of
the collars that they use on a Genosha. Is that the name of the island? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all within the first season of the original X-Men series. So I do remember that episode. And that was all, actually, that was all to build a dam to power up the big robot that they fought in the first episode of this series.
Sentinel,
yeah. I can't remember his name. It's like Master Builder or something like that. Anyway, so, well, I'm sure we'll find out more about that and Storm's journey. Not next week, but the next week. So
why wouldn't you have them back to back? That makes no sense.
I don't know, but the list that you sent me and the list that they've done is like, hang on a minute. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I know you sent it to me a long time ago. Like before this show actually started.
So during this episode, Forge also proclaimed his love for her.
Which is odd because if I'm not mistaken, in the comic book, she's married to Black Panther.
Already? Or is that something to come?
I don't know. So yes, this week is Motendo, which was that filler episode, and Life Death Part 1. Next week is Remember It, and then on the week after that is Life Death Part 2. Now, Life Death Part 2 is the entire episode. So honestly, if I had to guess now that I see this with the Motendo, you know, I said, oh, they just wanted to find a way to throw Mojo in there. The story that they probably had to tell with Storm and Forge probably took about 45 minutes. So they probably said, okay, we're going to have to split this one in two. Well, we don't have enough to fill another 50. Oh, okay, well, we'll just throw in some Jubilee crap to. Careful, he makes sparkles.
Yeah, so. Just unlike her.
So, anyway. Anything else on that one?
No.
Nope. So now we get into the meat and potatoes. Because now we've got Fire Meets Flesh. And this was actually week
the
before
prior
last
episode.
Yeah, the prior episode. But this one is sticking more to like the main storyline. I mean, you've got the Storm stuff, and that's kind of branching off into its own little storyline. But this one is the main, I think the main one. And we're reintroduced to Mr. Sinister as the big bad here. I did some searching on cable. For those of you that missed, we find out that that the baby was born to Scott and Jean, but it's not Jean, it's Jean's clone. Madeline Pryor, she changes her name at the end of this episode to Madeline Pryor. And as we all know, we've got, well, they name him what Cable's name will be. But then we find out that Sinister was using the combined DNA of the two to create, I don't know, like a super mutant maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he infects him with this techno virus that will make him invulnerable. Well, I was looking, I did my research, and I've got it up right here. So that's actually the way it happened in the comic book. I don't know necessarily that that he, let's see, it says, he's infected with a deadly technovirus while still an infant. He was sent to a possible future timeline where he could be treated and live his life. And in the future world, he grew into Cable, enemy with villain Apocalypse. He returned to present era, arriving some years before his birth, and made his home in the modern era, working alongside the X-Men. So there you go. Yes, they're actually sticking fairly close to the. It may not be word for word because I didn't dig that deep, but it's like the MCU does. It's like, it's the basic story. It's the same type of thing. And they had, So Madeline Pryor figures out that she falls under the spell of Mr. Sinister. And, he does his little mind control thing. She kidnaps Nathan, and then everybody goes to hunt down to find Nathan, to try and save Nathan. And they leave. they leave like two of their biggest hitters with Jean. Because Jean's in bed, so they leave her there with
Wolverine
and Beast, and I want to say Storm, maybe even.
I thought it was just the two guys, just Wolverine and
Beast. Maybe. But anyway, they, it's like, why didn't you take Wolverine with you? I mean, that's whatever. So. You know, of course, she takes out all the X-Men just kind of one by one. It's very, it reminded me a lot of the of Multiverse of Madness, to where, you know, you've got the mother and she's protecting her kids, and even though they may not, I mean, this is her child, but I don't know. It's the same sort of take, but she's evilly doing it.
Well, so. Now, I was a little confused when the Madeline Pryor girl turns evil. Didn't she call herself the Green Goblin?
The Goblin Queen. The Goblin Queen.
Okay, because I was like, wait a minute.
You're
stepping in Spider-Man territory here.
Actually, and hang on, let me see what I can see about Madeline Pryor. Yeah, Madeline Pryor was eventually led to her being manipulated into a supervillain known as the Goblin Queen.
I probably heard goblin and thought green goblin and thought that doesn't make sense.
All I thought about was David Bowie for some reason, but whatever.
Oh, Labyrinth. Okay. Labyrinth. I was like, what?
Why? Oh.
How the hell did David Bowie get into this?
You need to poof up your bangs a little higher so that when they fly over your head, you can brush them out a little bit. Brush them out later.
Man, well, it took me a minute. It's the solar eclipse. I looked into the sun and fried my brain.
That's
more than what it already is.
That's what we're going to start. That's our excuse from now on is, well, we watched the solar eclipse. We watched it. So from now on, if we need an excuse for anything, it's because we watched the solar eclipse. So anyway, they go in, and then, of course, Jean steps in to help everybody. And I've got to go help them. No, Jean, you can't. You can't put your body through that. Who said anything about my body? Of course, we get this lovely writing that they're doing all the time. And they find Sinister, and Sinister has infected Nathan with the technovirus. And this is where it gets funny. And this was one of the big things. So basically, you've got Jean and you've got Madeline, and they're kind of living their lives and who was who and who did what and who was actually the Phoenix and who wasn't the Phoenix. And, you know, because they've got all these memories. When did Sinister replace us? When did he switch us? You know, right. We don't know when any of that happened. You also had a really good, interesting time when they found out that it is Sinister with Morph. Now, in the original TV show, when Morph was captured, he was taken by Sinister, and Sinister did a whole brain screw on him, too. So Morph was under the control of Sinister for a while. I mean, Morph disappeared in the first season, popped back up, I think, in the second season, but he was like a villain at that point. And they find out it was because Sinister had control of him. And, of course, they fight Sinister and bring Morph back. And then Morph was happy. So being that they tied that previous story that they used to this, I thought was really good. And, of course, he morphed back into his Morph face from the original TV series. So that was – I actually went back and watched a couple of those episodes after I watched this one. Just because. But I lost my train of thought. How about that? Oh, the Cyclops, the whole Cyclops thing. So
was it just me or was he an ass in this?
No, he's definitely a and I don't understand his line of thinking, honestly. Because, you know, he does all of this to save not only his son, but his wife and girlfriend, because he's in love with Jean, but he's married to Madeline. So you've got some kind of weird polygamy thing going on there. But which it's even worse because they're... One is a clone of the other one, so they're both exactly the same.
Right.
I guess but you can get away.
She leaves in the end, right?
She leaves. But it's like, can you get away with having two wives when they're both the same person?
Why not?
Anyway, but what got me about all of this was they rescued Nathan. Sinister disappears into the shadow. So, I mean, he's still out there. But Nathan is infected with this technovirus. Beast says, we can't figure... We don't know how to stop the virus. But someone in the future does. Someone in your future. And it just so happens that they fixed Bishop's time bracelet. And they're ready to go. And of course, there's only two. I can only take me and him. You know, I can't take anybody else to go with you. Blah blah blah. And Scott gets real defensive. I won't do this. I can't do this. I'm not going to run out like my father did. I'm not going to leave him alone. I can't do this. We have to do this to save him. And then he walks away. I want no part of this. It's like, you just walked out on your kid after you just sat there and said, I'm not going to do that. Seriously?
Well, didn't he leave when Gene was given birth?
Yes. He was gone because it was like, he's coming. Who? Sinister? Apocalypse? Who? No, the baby. Oh.
I don't like him. I mean, Jubilee is on the higher end of my hate list, and then Scott is like right below her. I didn't care for him in the movies. I don't care for him in the series.
You know, my brother is a big DC guy, and he was very much, he didn't like, we watched the X-Men growing up. I mean, obviously, we watched the cartoon shows on Saturday mornings, but he was never a fan of Scott's either. Oh, he's just such a big Boy Scout. And I'm like, yeah, well, so is Superman. But I'm looking at it, and Scott really wasn't a Boy Scout. He's just some, I don't know how to.
He's egotistical.
I don't know how to classify him. He's just
he has to be the one that takes down whatever enemy is coming, because it's always him. He has to do it. Sometimes he might be a bit narcissistic. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm looking for. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. Oh, I'm the leader. I'm the one that has. I don't think he likes Magneto, because Magneto's in charge of things now, and Magneto's running things and running the show. We know that Jubilee's not happy with Magneto. I'm fairly certain Gambit's not happy with Magneto, because
I still think
Magneto's moving in on Gambit's turf.
I still think there's something wonky going on with Magneto. Could he be a clone? Has that ever happened in the comics?
I have no idea.
I don't know. He just seems weird and off.
I have no clue. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if it's a.
Well, he wouldn't even have to clone. Maybe he's being controlled somehow.
Oh, my phone just went off. What happened? We just had a weather alert go off. Oh, there it is.
Tornadoes.
Tornado watch. No, severe thunderstorm warning. So we are going to get the severe thunderstorms, but we are under a tornado watch. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious as to, because we don't have very many episodes left, do we? I think there's only 10 for the season, right?
I think so.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got 6 episodes left. Which, if Magneto is pulling something nefarious, it'll probably be like at the very end, so that you have to watch the next season.
Has it been confirmed for season 2?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, especially since the creator was ousted. Oh,
right.
But I do know that May 1st. Well,
he already had it written, though.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, too, I mean, if you've got the creator that's ousted, you've got one season in the bucket already. It shouldn't be that big of a deal to bring somebody else on and say, just continue his work. Just keep going. But let's see, May 1st, May 8th, and May 15th, the last three of the season, they're all like May 1st is a part one, May 8th is a part two, and May 15th is part three. Tolerance is Extinction is a three-part season finale. So yeah, lovely filler episode and fire made flesh. Let's see. I'm trying to see. I was trying to see, honestly, if there was something like maybe they had talked about with the X-Men or with Magneto. I mean, I don't like the way Magneto looks in this one either. And maybe that's just me. Or let's see.
His costume or his looks?
Yeah. Yes. All of the above.
Costume from the comics.
I know. It doesn't mean I have to like it. just not a fan.
I'm just saying.
Just pointing it out. The long gray hair. And I don't know if it was you or if it was somebody else I was looking at on TikTok or online somewhere, and they said, oh, Magneto's looking good. He's got that long salt and pepper hair. Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, he's going to need that Cialis to get on. He's old. Because let's not forget, at this point, okay, X-Men 97, he's probably 60, 70 years old at this point.
I would say much older.
He survived the Holocaust, so that was, you know, that was
40s.
That was the late 40s, mid 40s. 45 was when they signed everything, but I don't know. I was just, look at that old man. Yeah, he's got that walker. Woo, hubba hubba. But Magneto needs to use that magnetism force to make himself a walker in a wheelchair. Jeez. Anyway, did we miss anything?
Nope.
No, we're good. We did not have Andrew with us tonight, which was a shame. He's got the weather that I'm about to get. It's headed my way. And then he was saying he's having some issues because of all the crowds with the, what you call it?
Interweb.
Yeah, he's having internet issues due to the
amount of people.
Well, the amount of people. Oh, now there's thunder going off. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Can't wait. Cannot wait. So, the eclipse. Yes, there's a huge amount of people down where he is because of the eclipse. And yep, there's another one. All of my apps are going off telling me, hey, there's some severe weather heading your way. And no kidding, I hear it. Even with my headphones on, I can hear it. What's the matter? Are you afraid of a little lightning? It's what comes after that I'm afraid of. I'm not too fond of what follows the lightning.
Right.
So, that being said, do we have any shameless plugs this week, Debbie?
Tomorrow is the Sith Dominion. They are covering
Episode 8.
Episode 8 reimagined. We did Episode 7 last week on how we would have liked the movies to go. So we did 7. Tomorrow we're doing 8.
I don't know that I could do that.
Do what?
Be on that show and talk about that with him. Because you've got a couple of guys on that show that are very... I like the sequel trilogy. But you've got a couple of guys on that show that are very hardcore. Oh, it was crap. Don't like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't hate them. They're okay. I could take it or leave it. 7 was my favorite.
And I just watched The Last Jedi the other day. Just because. Yeah. Sorry, Dr. Dana. I watched The Last Jedi because I like the movie.
Well, see, and then I have to try and do a lot of defending, which it's hard to do, but you know, I mean, my episode 7 would have been, you know, the kids, Ben, Anakin, Jaina,
Jason and Jaina.
Mm-hmm. That, because when they announced these movies coming out, that was my thought. Oh, they're gonna do the kids, you know. Bring, of course, we already knew the original cast was coming in. Yeah. So my first thought was, yeah, bring in the kids, and then you know, you knew Harrison wanted Han killed off way back when, so we knew he was gonna get killed off. So I figured,
he wanted Han killed off in Empire.
Yeah, so I figured this would be a great way to, you know, exit the original trio and then bring in the kids and have them carry on. And it did not go that way. So that's just what that was my reimagined episode 7. So tomorrow night is episode 8. We'll see how that goes.
Again, like I said, I don't think I could, because episode 8 was one of the more, was probably the most disliked of the sequel trilogy. And
that's the one with Canto Bite, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, see, I always fast forward through that. I hate that.
You know what? And I've said this before and I'll say it again. There has never been a perfect movie made. There are some amazing, great movies, some of my favorite movies in the world, but there are still parts of those favorite movies in the world that are just, I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, but this is the only Star Wars movie that I fast forward through, because I don't like the Canto Bite scenes. I didn't really think it was necessary. So yeah, that's the only Star Wars movie I will. What, Andrew?
Yes, unforced scene events. Hi, Andrew. How are you? Thanks for kicking us off with that dad joke.
So, yeah, Wednesday is War of the Stars, and they have started back up the Through the Eyes of the Child, dad, daughter, watching Clone Wars. It's usually pretty good. Thursday, it's us again with Bad Batch. This one's called Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. They had a preview on StarWars.com today. And it's It's the one where they're in a tanks, and I assume they're still on Pabu.
Well, they lost their ship. They can't.
Right. So, and then Friday, nothing. Saturday, I have not heard about Geek Gauntlet, if they're going to be on. They weren't on last week, so I don't know what's going on over there. But there's plenty of stuff on our YouTube page to watch.
Andrew, Solo, I really liked. I think it was underrated. I thought it was a great, great show. And that's one of the ones that I keep saying, I need to sit down and watch that again, just because it was so good. And
I love Solo. And I love Rogue One.
Rogue One is... Wahoo! That's probably in... That might be in my top, like, 3. It might be Empire, A New Hope, and Rogue One. Sorry, Jedi. You got bumped. Sorry. And for all of you Disney haters out there, it's better than the prequels. Well, I mean, I guess it is a prequel itself, but still. I liked it more than the prequels. Oh.
What?
Now it's raining, and it's raining hard. I can hear the rain through my headphones.
Maybe so. We should sign off before you can.
before you get shut down,
and then I'm stuck on the show by myself, and I can't shut it off.
Shut me down. They'll never. You know what? If they shut me down, I'll just jump on my phone and I'll shut everything down. But no.
Because I'm like, am I supposed to do tricks or?
Yeah.
Juggle. Get ready with me.
All right. Yeah. Well, that is going to do it for us then. Don't forget to check us out on all of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, well, X, Twitter/X, whatever it is now, TikTok, all those fun ones. You're here on YouTube. Hit that like and subscribe button so that you know every time that we do go live. And also hit that little bell, the notification bell for icons. I forgot to say, I get to go to Fan Fest this year, Fan Expo, Dallas Fan Expo. I will be there first weekend in June, walking around doing my thing. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good guests coming. So a lot of Star Wars guests. We got Shatner. William Shatner is going to be there. It's going to be good stuff.
A lot of Star Trek stuff, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be good. But anyway, all that aside, hit the like, subscribe button. Check out all of our other shows, podcasts, all that other stuff. We will see you all next week on MCU Mondays. Y'all have a great week, and we'll see you all later.